he got the Distinguished Service Medal, which was for action on D-Day. He was on the landing craft. He was, I think they call it a pilot, on the landing craft. He did two trips over there, putting the soldiers on the beaches. He'd also got the Atlantic Star, the Italy Star, the 39-45 Service Medal, and the Defence Medal as well. A very brave chap. And I felt quite horrendous that she'd lost these at the time. So back then, I managed to get copies of the medals for her to sort of try and go some way to replacing what she'd lost. And I presented them later that year to her.
So you had replicas made for this lady?
Yes, I did, yeah.
You, personally?
I contacted the Ministry of Defence, and they were able to get me most of the medals, but they had to go to the Royal Mint to get a copy of the Distinguished Service Medal, specially done for her.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah, so that was 3 or 4 months after the burglary in 2009.
What a wonderful thing to do. And that's why the persistence and the tenacity in this, because you didn't have to do that.
No, but it's just one of those things that sort of, it got under my skin. Burglary's a horrible crime, but to take someone's medals or something very sentimental like that, it really is the lowest of the low.
What was the lady's reaction when you gave her these medals back?
The replicas at the time, she was really pleased. Very pleased that I got them, and as she said, at least it gave her something to pass on to the family when she passed away.
And what about the originals?
Oh, the originals, that was just a fantastic moment getting them back. That really was. It was one of the best moments I've had in my career.
This took a number of years.
It did, yeah. That took another 5 years. I spoke to her at the beginning of this year and decided to have another look at the case. And because of the service number that's inscribed on the Distinguished Service Medal, I ran that through Google, which brought up that the medals had been advertised last year on eBay for sale for, I think it was about £2,000. So I managed to get details from eBay of who the seller was, contacted the seller who'd informed me that he'd been contacted when he put these medals up for sale, told they were stolen, and taken them to his local police station and handed them in, which was obviously 2013. He'd handed them into the Metropolitan Police.
So 5 years after the burglary in Rickmansworth, and I guess you've got plenty of work, your workload's pretty severe anyway.
It is, yeah.
Right. But you first of all, you had some replica medals made because you didn't want this lady to miss out.
That's right.
And that is astonishing. But you went back, it's a cold case, you went back after 5 years, you've done the investigation again, you've gone through it, and you found the original medals.
Yes. And that was the best thing, because I phoned her up when I'd started the research and said to her, there is a chance of getting these back, but please don't count your chickens as it is. You know, let me see if I can get my hands on them first. And to actually get them, to pick them up, I felt so, so pleased, because I knew she'd be so pleased with it. As she was when I went round there, she was very emotional getting the originals back. Big hug from her. Choked me, that's for certain.
It's choking everyone here.
Yeah. It was brilliant. Just a fantastic moment. A great day. Days like that are few and far between.